Blog Talk Radio.
You got the whole world.
Praise God. Praise God. No one compares to our Father. Praise God. Oh, no one could do what he done just today. He's brought us all back together again. There's no one compares to him. Nobody can do that but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love some of these songs. Praise God when we take it under our, into our heart. Hallelujah. Nobody can compare to our God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry tonight. Coming to your life. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through or facing on this night at this time. God is here. Praise God. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Maybe we can say a word, pray a prayer, sing a song, whatever it may take, praise God, to lift your spirit tonight. God told us to pray ye one for another. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what the Father said. So if the Father bids us to come, praise God, hallelujah, that's what we need to do. Praise God, to come to him. And that's what we do on God's favor ministry every Sunday night. We are coming before him to bring the prayer request, to bring the word of God to you, you and you, that we may be an encouragement to somebody's heart. Praise God, hallelujah, let's pray. Father God, thank you for this great moment and hour of the time of the day, God. Thank you, Lord God, that for your gracious love. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, God. Thank you, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, oh God. Thank you, God, that there is no God like you, God. We thank you for everyone that's on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you are mending broken hearts. You are setting people free. Father, we thank you tonight for every mother that may have lost a son to gun violence or prison walls, oh God, whatever the case may be with her children, God. Oh God, Father, we are believing you, God, for the miraculous, oh God, in the name, because God, we know, God, that you can do anything but fail. God, you can heal that sick body, God. You can turn things around for our good, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you got angels encamped all about us, oh God. You got healing in your wings, oh God. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. You promised, God, you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Father. Yes, we just come with thanksgiving for everything that pertains to life and godliness in you. You told us, God, to come before your court with thanksgiving and with praise, God. And we do lift up our hearts to you, oh God, that you will fulfill the plan and the purpose, God, you have for our lives. We thank you, oh, for everything that you have prepared for us, things that we know not of, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you. When we come with thanksgiving, God, oh, you know, God, oh, Father God, what we need before we even ask. And we just give you all the praise, God, and all the glory belongs to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. And while I'm praying, praise God, if there's anybody have a prayer request tonight, I want you to press 1 on your phone tonight, praise God, and we will pray for you, praise God, hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, praise God, just press 1 on your phone, and we will pray for you. We thank God for the praise and worship that has gone forth this morning, lifting it up to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us, because we're going to praise God in the midst of every trial and every situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are asking Minister Teresa Gatlin, will she be our prayer warrior tonight? If she can, praise God. Can you do that, sister?
Yes, I can.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. All right. we have the Sharon here. You may go forth.
Good evening. How is everyone? I'm just coming to ask for prayer for my friend Joyce. Her son, Taylor, she don't know where he was at, but she saw something on social media that have her believing that he is in Atlanta. So I just want to pray that he will call his mother and let her know he's okay. And thank you.
All right. We are praying for that son. The mother don't know where he is. Her heart is quenched. Praise God. We believe in God that he will show up. Praise God. Minister Zadie Alpha, go forth.
Yes, good evening. I'm asking for prayers for miracle of healing. Miracle healing, spiritual and physically, for myself, my family.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Minister Gwen.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian, and to all the saints on the line. I have three different prayer requests, two from Pastor Hilda Miller Jones. I spoke with her a few hours ago, and she was telling me that her pastor, Pastor Kevin Stevens, had to stop in the middle of his message because he was experiencing some type of ailment. I want to say correctly, it had to do with his heart. So she's asking, I asked for permission to bring it to this line. And secondly, her son, Michael, is having breathing problems. And she expressed, she said, we don't need another death in this family. I said, oh, no, we're not going to believe for that. We're going to stand in agreement. And I prayed with her for both her son and Pastor Kevin, but also I told her I'm going to bring it to the believers on your ministry line. And I'm asking prayers for my son for total deliverance and my little grandson that many know, Child Protection brought him back to me after a month. And he is really, really... He's really confused, and we went to church together, and I brought him to children's church on today, and he came out very angry, and we had Sunday dinner, and one of my church friends and I, and we ate together, and he expressed a lot of hurt, anger, and so we just believe in the Lord to heal those hurts and for him to get back into the mindset of a 9-year-old child instead of taking on grown-up concerns. And so, and I need the wisdom. I need all of God's wisdom to get him back in that mindset place where he was with the Lord and that he would come out of that confusion in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Glenn. Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. Giving thanks to the Lord for yet another day. I'm asking for prayers again for my unsaved children. I'm also asking for prayers. My half-sister called me and told me her daughter-in-law had passed today, and she died with... she wanted to die at home. She had cancer to her liver, and so she passed. And also, I talked with my daughter, and she was visiting a friend of hers that was at the hospital that had a heart attack, and they were able to catch it in time. I'm asking also that the Lord would strengthen me. I've been having some issues with my body and with arthritis. I also have a prayer request that one of my church members mentioned about people being into church for so many years, and he just comparing their faith. I mentioned something about you can't compare nobody's faith because you don't know what they're going through. So I'm asking the Lord that the Holy Spirit would speak words into my life that I will be able to share, because I don't think you should be comparing your faith with anybody else, because you don't know what people are going through. all we know is that we need to pray one for another. So I'm just asking for our prayers that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would reveal to me, because I asked the Holy Spirit to, I read the word from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 12, give me a wise and understanding heart. And I believe the Lord has given me that. Thank you.
All right. Okay, you may go forth, Ms. Parika.
Okay. Father, we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, know everything concerning your children. You're an awesome God, a mighty God. And whatever we're going through concerns you. So, Father, we bring all these concerns before you today. And we are grateful that before we called you, you've already heard, you've already answered. And, Lord, I lift up Minister Sharon, who is praying for someone, Joyce, whose son is missing. And, Lord, many of our children are missing right before our very eyes. They're right there, but they're missing. They're in another room playing a game. They're in another room on the iPad. They're not with us emotionally. They're not with us physically. They're missing, and we as parents are missing in action. Oh, God, help us to know how to be sensitive to our children, to reach out to them, not to condemn them. Oh, God, we ask you to help us as parents and grandparents to know how to reach our children, the depths of their heart. Help us. Many of them are hurting and they're grown. Many of them have checked out, not physically, but they've checked out emotionally. They checked out spiritually. They checked out mentally. They're not present. They're in the same room, but they checked out. They say, she too busy. He too busy. They don't have time to listen to me no more. So, Father, give us a revelation of how to spend time with our children away from social media. Let us let them know that they are valuable to us, that they are the gifts that you gave. Lord, many times they don't get that from us. Sometimes we're insensitive as to how to reach them. But we need to know, Lord God, from you, how to reach our sons and daughters. Many of them are grown, but we still want to have good relationships with them, oh God. And Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, the depths of our heart, as we call out to you, oh God. I thank you for Minister Zadie, Lord, who's asking for a miracle. And you're a miracle-working God. You're the one who said, let there be. And everything you said, let there be. Those are miracles that you created. And everything was set in place. And then you said, you made man, us human beings, in your image. You love us so much. And, Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Can't nobody heal but you, oh God. The doctors are limited in their wisdom, their knowledge, and of the understanding of the human body. But we yield ourselves to the doctor. We forget to yield our bodies to you, oh God. You're the painkiller. It's not the medication, oh God. Help us to put you first. Trust in you for our healing, oh God. The doctors give us something to numb the pain, but it does not heal us. And we need a healing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in the name of Jesus. Help us to check into your hospital. And that you have a great hospital. But, Lord, we have to get in your word and find the hospital in your word, because we're not going to find it in a physical place. Because this most times it's the spiritual healing that we need to take place before the physical healing come forth. And we bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Minister Gwen. Our heart goes out to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as her grandson, Jekyll, is going through a lot. And, Lord, she gave up much to spend time with Jekyll. I don't know what took place, but you were there when Jekyll, oh God, left But, Lord, he's back. And I thank you for our grandmother's prayers, oh God. I thank you for her heartfelt prayers, who said, Lord, Jakal not here today, but, Lord, bring him back. Lord, Jakal not here today, but I miss him. I know he must be going through this and that. But, Lord, I thank you for stability for Jakal. He's a child, not being able to understand why he's put here, why he's put there, and what's going on. Give him emotional and physical stability, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch his little heart, oh God. Let him know that he is loved in the name of Jesus by you, by his grandmother, by his father. But, Lord, sometimes young people make mistakes concerning their children. They don't know what to do. They're lost. But, Lord, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine. And, Lord, she's asking prayers for Minister Hilda Miller Jones, for Kevin Stevens, who need a physical healing in his body, oh God. You're able. There's nothing you can't do, oh God. So, Father, I don't know Kevin Stevens, but I pray for salvation for him, for his family. I pray that healing would take place according to your plan for his life. And, Lord, I lift up Minister Hilda Jones' son, Michael, who's having breathing problems, oh God. But you're the breath of life. You're able to put breath in his life. You're able to do those things that we have trouble doing in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that as he breathe in and breathe out, your breath will be in his body. Remove every block to his heart, to his lungs, to his kidney, everything that's blocking him. Oh, God, if he's overweight, oh, God, remove the weight, even the weight that may be on his chest that's causing his heart not to beat the way it's supposed to beat, that's causing his lungs to be blocked. You're able, oh, God. Give him even a change of diet in the name of Jesus, because many of our foods now are laced with poison in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for healing our food, that when we digest it, oh God, the harm would not affect our bodies. I thank you for Sister Rebecca, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, she knows that one day you're going to save her unsaved children, because she's been praying this prayer. She didn't just start. So right now, we're going to thank you that all of her prodigal children, every one of them, are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to look into the Spirit. We're going to see her children being saved in the Spirit. And now bring it into the natural realm, oh God. We don't want any of our children lost in the name of Jesus. But we thank you that we won't put them down. We'll just live a life before them, because, Lord, she trained them up in the way that they should go. But, Lord, many times our children, they choose their own life. They don't always choose you. We want them to, and we pray for them to, but they don't always choose you. But I thank you that her children shall be saved. I speak it so now, every one of them and their children's children and the generations to come in her family and our family shall be saved. And, Lord, I thank you for her sisters. Her sister's daughter-in-law family in her absence, Lord. She's left the body, but, Lord, many people loved her, and she's gone on. So heal the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And she, Sister Rebecca, needs a healing as well. We know you're the great physician. Now, Lord, she's troubled in her spirit about someone who talked about faith. But, Lord, you gave each one of us a measure of faith. We can't measure it out. You gave each one of us a measure of faith. And so, Father, I thank you that in secret she will pray for this person. She won't even try to challenge it. She'll just pray, and the turnaround breakthrough shall come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sister Shawanda, could you give us a short praise song, please? Praise God. Sister Zadie, could you give us a praise song?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make way for you. And you lead it, you say safely through. I know the Lord, oh, you make a way. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. I have a Savior. I can tell all my troubles to. When I get burdened down and I don't know just what to do, oh, I go to God, secret prayer. Oh, I leave all my burdens there. Yeah, I know the Lord. Oh, he'll make a way. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Man.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know that song is so real for tonight, praise God, hallelujah, because my message tonight is discouragement, praise God, and as the prayer crash was coming, praise God, it lets us know how we can face different problems and discouragement in life, praise God. Discouragement comes in many ways and forms, praise God, hallelujah. Loss of a mate, a friend, a family member, praise God. Discouragement, loss of a child to prison or drugs. Discouragement, loss of your health, loss of anything that pertains to you that God has blessed. You know, there are some people going through discouragement from some that lost their homes. I know, and I want y'all to keep my friends in prayer. They are over there in Moss Point cleaning up from the storm that went through a couple of weeks ago and tore down the house and the church. Praise God. I know we all saw it on TV. And they out there working in this heat trying to clean up, because they always have to clean up when there's a storm. The enemy will try to bring discouragement in any way that he possibly can. That's his aim, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to think negative, not to be wanting to live. That's why some people commit suicide, praise God. This is Satan's ways of trying to discourage us, praise God. And let's look at what the Bible say. It said the Bible warns us that we must stand against the wiles of the devil and the fiery darts of the wicked. And that's in Ephesians 6:11-16. Discouragement is one of the main dot, and it's the aim of every one of God's children. It's this discouragement. The devil wants you discouraged daily. He don't want you to think positive. And God is a positive God. Praise God. God is not a negative God. So when no negative thoughts, amen, hallelujah, come into your mind, when those negative thoughts tries to hinder you and start you to think any way different, praise God. Ah, tear them down, the Lord said, praise God, hallelujah. That's the aim of the devil, praise God, hallelujah. In 1 Peter 5:8, he said, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, is as the roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And he says, resist him and be steadfast in the faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to be able, praise God, be built up in our faith, praise God, that we may be able to stand against the darts of this enemy. Praise God. James 4:7-8 said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Let me tell you, when you realize the devil is trying to snuff your breath out of you, praise God, just draw nigh. Call upon the Lord. Call upon you, upon him. And he says, I will answer you, praise God. God will answer you if we just draw nigh unto God. When the enemy is trying to do everything he knows how to do to bring you down, to make you feel bad, to make you just sit and cry, to make you feel like you are nothing, that you feel like that you are helpless. You are not helpless. You don't have to just sit and cry. God will pick you up from where you are. If you just look to him, praise God, look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your life. Praise God. Joshua 1:9 said, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Man, y'all need to tuck that into your heart, no matter what is going on in this world, because the things of this world want to make you feel discouraged. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nothing is going right nowhere, from the White House on down. Nothing is going right. Whoa, in the pulpit on down. But let me tell you, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. God just commanded when he told Joshua, he said, neither be dismayed. He said, for the Lord thy God is with you. I want y'all to know that tonight. Just keep this tucked in your craw. Oh, yes, Lord God. Nothing will be able to stand against me. Psalms 42:11 said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in the Lord, for I shall yet praise. Yet praise him. You can and you will not be discouraged, or you can determine to believe God and have victory over the enemy. God will give you victory in the midst of every trial and every situation you face, praise God. Hebrews 10, and I know I'm giving y'all some scriptures, but these some faith scriptures to stand on, praise God. Oh, to overcome discouragement. Yes, but our children, yes, they are going through different things. I heard a mission tonight. The little child is confused, and I know that breaks our heart. When we hear talk of a child has to go, praise God, into where they bring the children into the, Jakai went into, I can't call it right now, but anyway, when child protection, yeah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, we can look to Jesus praise God, in the midst of the situation, praise God, God will deliver. God will set free, praise God. We got to keep our mind when we're going through these things centered upon God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without waiting, for he is faithful to that he has promised. If God done promised us already, and I ain't going to say if. I know what God has promised us from the word as I partake of it. This word, hallelujah, said he will be there and he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So why should we be cast down? No, devil, we will not give you that part of our life, of our breath, but we're going to sing praises unto the Lord. We're going to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares for you no matter what you're going through. God cares for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if God cares for you, hallelujah, don't worry about the situation. Don't worry about the situation, because God is going to bring you through it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Oh, my God, listen to that. Oh, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise God. God's got it all in control, y'all. God has got it all. I don't care if you're hurting from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Praise God. God has got it all in control. Just cast it up on him. Tell him all about it. He knows anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. He promised anyway that he was not going to leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hebrews 10:35-36 says, cast not many therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of the word. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might recover the promise. Praise God. Whatever God has promised, as I say, hallelujah, just cast it up on God. Just cast it up on God. God has got it. Praise God. Psalm 37:4-5, delight thyself. He said, delight thyself. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of your heart. And let me tell you, if whatever you're going through tonight, just keep on delighting yourself in the Lord. Just let the word of God minister to you. Delight yourself in the Lord. Just let the Holy Spirit bathe you, where you'll come out of that thing dancing and shouting and praying. Praise God. Delight yourself in the Lord. Praise God. And he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. That's, I want y'all to rest in the Lord. That's, he tells us to take that rest in him. Oh, yes, that rest in the Lord, where you can just get into you a quiet place. Just crawl up in your chamber, praise God, and say, Lord, and pray. And say, Lord, I give this thing to you, Lord God. This is greater than my heart can receive, God. And as I'm saying this, I know that Pastor Stephen knows the Lord. And oh, if there's anything trying to bother his heart tonight, praise God, that he will rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. I know he just lost a son. They found his son dead early part of this year. Praise God. And if he's still carrying that thing, which I know, praise God, he is still being bombarded with the death of his son. And also there was a man I met in India. He said his son got sick with the yellow fever for 3 days, and 3 days he was dead. Praise God. And he said, pray for me. Praise God. So we know that we pray for our children, and we have to rest in the Lord, because these things come upon us unknowing, praise God. So we are praying for all those, praise God, that have children, praise God, hallelujah, that need to just rest in the Lord and let the Lord do his perfect work, praise God. Wait patiently on the Lord. Don't try to rush the Lord to do it right now. Just say, Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord God. I'm going to rest in you. I'm giving this whole thing to you. Lord, I can't do nothing about it, but I know you. I know you in the pardon of my sin. You done died for me, Lord, and I know, Lord, that you can do anything but fail. That's what I tell the Lord every day. Lord, I know you can do anything but fail me. You will never fail me, God. So whatever the situation, Lord, I'm going through, God, I place it in your hands. Praise God. Acts 14 and 22, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Just enter on into the kingdom. Let the kingdom of God be at rest in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 says, know ye not that they which are run a race run all, but ours, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Run this race with patience. This is a race we are in. We're going to face all kind of things. Somebody going to face something different than what I face. You're going to face something different from what the other third person face. Praise God. It may be cancer. It may be a daughter, a son. It may be salvation. It may be healing a hurt. Maybe somebody hurt you, praise God, and you seem as though you can't get past the hurt. Just forgive yourself, and once you start asking God to forgive you, the hurts from the other person will fall off, praise God. Those old things that's trying to hang on, they will fall off, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Run. Keep running this race. Don't give up. Don't give back down. Oh, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Deuteronomy 1 and 21 says, behold, the Lord thy God has set thee a land before thee. Go up and possess it as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Praise God. Don't be discouraged. That's what the Lord said. This tonight is discouragement. And the Lord is saying, don't be discouraged. The enemy wants you to be the God guided. God has got it. Praise God. God got it. Hebrews 3:13 and 14 says, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ. And if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Pray ye one for another. Pray, I say, oh, I'm just so glad for the prayers that went up. Minister Carissa Gatman, praise for the prayers that went up tonight. Praise God. And that's what God said. Pray for one another. Don't give other people's hurts over to the devil. No, we're going to stand. That's why I say we're going to call somebody out to pray. Pray, and we're going to agree. Praise God. I hope you all was agreeing tonight with the prayers of the saints. Praise for the prayers of the saints. Praise God. Hebrews 13:20 and 21 said, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and ever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let that good work stay working in you. God is working a good work. Yes, he is. He's working a good work in you. Praise God. So stay steadfast in his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you stay steadfast in the word of God, hallelujah, he won't bring all this sadness up on you, but he'll keep you in perfect peace. Our last verse tonight is Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Wherefore sin, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight, hallelujah, all these things that the devil trying to do to us, and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us keep on running, y'all. Let us not give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, my Lord. I said everything. I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the finisher of my faith. For who for the joy was set before him endured the cross. Christ endured it for us, y'all. Christ done already paid for this that we're going through. Hallelujah. Despising the shame, and let us sit down at the and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's where he is. He's making intercession for you and me tonight. Praise God. Every day, 24 hours a day. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for him. The Father knows when, hallelujah, and the Father knows how. He will not let nothing separate us out of his hands. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let, hallelujah, discouragement cause you to faint, praise God. Don't let discouragement, praise God, cause you to want to give up. Don't let discouragement, praise God, cause you to have anger and bitterness and hatefulness in your heart, praise God, because somebody has owed. But you know, it wasn't the somebody. It was the enemy that came through that person. That person maybe didn't love you. But praise God. Pray for them. That's what the word said. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Praise God. But because God is our refuge and our strength. Praise God. He'll never leave you. Praise God. I am so thankful and grateful for all of you that I see tonight. God bless you. God keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. This is what God wants to do. God wants to give you peace in the midst of every storm. Praise God. God, and just keep on singing. Keep on praising him. I don't care how you sound. God said, I created you to praise me. Praise God. So as you praise God and get into that quiet place with him, God will remove the obstacles from our lives. Praise God. So good night, and we'll see you back here next week. God bless you now.
Good night.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
Good night.
Love you.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.